Etzav Aziras Osiyot Tes is probably the most famous piece from the Sefer. Mostly because Rav Weinberger quotes it all the time. It was written between 1928 and 1929. How do I know that? It's not dated. Some of the pieces are dated. We know that because the Rebbe is talking about what it's like to be almost 40. And the Rebbe says, Baruch Hashem nichnasti kvar b'shnas ha'arba'im li'mei chayai. I've entered into the 40th year of my life. Uva'od eizach adashim he'ayah im yirtza Hashem ben arba'im shleimim. And soon I will be 40. Soon, right? When we say a person's 40 years old, that means they've completed 40 years of life. So when you say someone's 1 year old, it means they've completed 1 year of life. So he says, I'm in the middle of my 40th year. I'm approaching the birthday that they would call my 40th birthday. Zos Omeris, that is to say, Shekvar yaschilu hayamei hayarida shali, ukvar aschil lihizdakein. Which means I'm on the back nine, so to speak. I've entered into the age, starting my gradual descent into my final place, my final resting place. And I'm slowly descending into old age. I may not feel that immediately right now, although maybe I do. But I've come to the realization that there's a good chance that half my life is over. Now, Rachmana Litzlan, unfortunately, because he was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis, Yimach Shuam, a lot more than half of his life is over. But again, he's writing this in somewhere between 1928 and 29, depending on which point of his 39 and a half years old he is. Libi yira v'yifchad. My heart is very troubled and frightened by this reality. I'm not afraid simply from the fact that life is passing by. The fact that everyone has to die at the end. I understand that's how life goes. Inevitably life passes by. That's not what I'm frightened of. That's reality. Person gets old. Against your will, it says in Pirkei Avos, you're born, against your will you're gonna die. So that's just reality. I'm not irrational in that way, that I'm rejecting that reality, that I'm frightened. It is what it is. What do you do about it? A person gets older and eventually you give back your neshama. So that's not what's bothering me. That alone, that concept doesn't bother me. Rachman Dalus Shinosa. But what bothers me is the poverty. Dal means poor. Dalus Shinosa, the spiritual poverty of my years. The fact that having lived those years, I don't feel that I achieved enough. Sha'avru va'ovros v'dalus v'reikus, those years that have passed me by, those moments which could have been so much more, and they passed by again, v'dalus with poverty, with reikus, with emptiness, v'shiflus v'katlus, with smallness, with childishness. I feel that a lot of my life could have been more, and it's not. And again, I understand that eventually you run out of life, but I could have made something more of the life that I had up to this point. And now he's trying to make a cheshbon nefesh, so, okay, great, so now where do I go with that? Meaning, if that's true, if I do care, if I want to become better from one day to the next, which he certainly did, so what do I do with that knowledge? Hoy ben Adam. Woe is man, woe is the lot of man, the challenge of existence itself. Hayomim shalcha kvar avru. Every person has to say to himself, look how many days have passed by, wasted days. V'rakish yamei hayarida haynu hagviya mascheles b'cha nizkarta l'shuv. And he's upset at himself. He says, obviously now I'm making the serious cheshbon nefesh that I'm 40. But why wasn't I as serious about my life when I was 30? Or when I was 20? He says, why is it now, only now when I enter the yamei yarida, when again I'm entering that descent, I've sort of reached my peak and now I'm going down the hill towards my end. Once a person starts to experience the physical decline, that all of a sudden this kartel eshuv, now all of a sudden I'm focused on tshuva. Where have I been until now? What have I been working on until now? Now I'm getting anxious. So now I'm becoming aware of God. On my deathbed, I'm waking up to the realization that there's a God in the world. Where have I been until now? It's disappointing. And even if I'm very sincere right now, imagine from this moment forward, I decide I'm going to make a significant change in my life. Could I be so certain as to assume that that's going to last? Right? Can I be certain? Can I trust myself? Like right now, I'm having this very serious moment as I approach my 40th birthday. But even if I, you know, make a list of goals and desires, so how long is it actually going to last? Can I have the certainty that I'm going to be able to truly make changes? V'kama tekufos b'chayai avru kamokein, b'tikva uv'avtacha, mahaya sofa. What about all those other periods, those other checkpoints in life where I thought, oh, this is when I'm going to start fresh. When I go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, then I'm really going to get my act together. Okay, Eretz Yisrael's a bubble. Real life will begin when I get to college. I know, when I get married, that's what, okay, so college, I still have some bad chevram, but when I get married, my wife's a big tzaddik, so then I'll be able to, for sure, snap out of some of this bad behavior. Married, okay, whatever, we're still, like, you know, a little carefree. When we have kids, by the time we have kids, for sure, I'm going to really settle down and get my act together. So he says, many checkpoints of great hope have passed by, and what came of them? Kesheleg biyom katsir namesu va'afsu. Like snow on a warm day, they melted away, and there's nothing left of them. Gam kozma bar mitzvah. He says, I'll tell you when I felt this way. Before my bar mitzvah, I thought, now I'm becoming a bar mitzvah. I'm going to hear some nice drushas about entering into the old mitzvos, the seriousness of responsibility. Right? I'll get up, I'll give a bar mitzvah speech, my high-pitched voice. Today I'm a man. Yeah, today you're a man, 13-year-old boy. But, okay, there's an achrayus. Called the machasna, a person comes to the wedding day. Oh, the wedding day. The wedding day, right? Everything's going to change. Chasen. Everything's going to change. From this day forward, life's, all my struggles, all my challenges, all my taivas, they're all going to disappear. Here gashti min yir of ischaskos kazo. Va'amarti oz kvar mukhra chani me'ata lios eved neman l'ashem. At those checkpoints of life, I said the same thing I'm saying to myself now. I'm going to get serious. I'm going to be an Eved Neman. Bilti lo levado, only to serve Hashem. I'm going to get rid of all the other things in my life. Umi yodeyim gam ata kishayarech Hashem es shenosai. If Hashem extends my life, how do I know for sure that the same thing's not going to happen? Vesaragil b'shenos harbeim, I'll get used to 40. Right now, 40 seems very scary, very intense. Whoa, can't believe I'm 40 already. But he says, when I get used to 40, then I'll say, 50. When I get used to 50, I'll say, well, you know, some people live to 100, so maybe I'm not even halfway done yet. And a person will constantly push off that moment. Or that change, that significant change. Gam oz, gam ata. Maybe whatever's happened then is going to happen now, and it's going to just repeat the cycle. Hayira yachad ematikva. He says, I feel on the one hand trepidation, and it's commingled with hope. But I'm afraid that what happens if it disappears again? I'm paraphrasing the Lashon of the Pasuk. There's no remembrance of the early ones. And also, dot, dot, dot. The same thing could happen to the later ones. To this moment right now. So he says to himself, but I will not give up hope. Even as I quake, as I tremble before the 40th year, my 40th birthday that stands before me, umin reishis hazikna krove elai, and as I stand here at the beginning of, again, the period that we call zikna, I'm entering into old age, he says, evarai da lida nakshon, evarai, my limbs, da lida, this one to that one, nakshon, are clanging against one another. Right? I'm shaking, he's saying. I want to strengthen myself. I'm going to try to strengthen myself with all of my kochos in order to accept upon myself to do something. To try to attach myself once and for all permanently to Hashem. Kuli haiv ulai. And halavai, maybe it'll work. Maybe this time it can work. But I have to figure out why. What didn't work until now. Now again, we look at the Rabbi and we're like, Rabbi, you're basically a perfect Jew. Like, okay, like we could all put together probably nice lists of averas that we still do, right? But the Rabbi like wasn't involved in those things. So what's he even talking about? So here's where he really tells you what he's talking about. Uma akabel alai. What could I accept upon myself? What's going to make the true change in my life? And again, even when he says this, you're still going to say, you of all people to say such a thing. But look what the Pius Esther says. Ma kabel alai, what can I take upon myself? Lil mod yoser. To learn more? Maybe I should pick up a night seder? Guess what, chevra? He already does that. Kim dumani shema she'efshar li shalol alechas batel in any holich batel. I use every second of my day in a calculated way. He says, I don't waste time. That's not my inyan. That's not what's holding me back from achieving whatever he's thinking he wants to achieve. Lizrachik menataivos, maybe once and for all to conquer a yitzhar that I've been struggling with for a long time. He says, honestly, that's not my thing either. The main yitzhari merame osi, if not for, I guess, unusual circumstances where the yitzhar gets the better of me, Baruch Hashem, and any meshubar kol kach lataiva gufanis chas v'shalom. He says, listen, I'm still on the shaman and guf. I still eat, I still go to the bathroom, I still have bodily needs. But for the most part, that's already, that battle's been won. So what should I do? What can I work on? Uma chaserli. So what's lacking? What's lacking? Pashut liyos Yehudi chaserli. I don't feel that I'm living the life of an authentic Jew. Well, what does that mean? You just told me you conquered your Yetzirah, you're learning as much as you can. You're a Rebbe for many, many, many people, young and old alike. So what's the problem? What do you mean I feel like I'm not even a Jew? Pashut liyos Yehudi chaserli. Just being a Jew is lacking. What does that mean? Doma ani beinai ketzuras adam mitzuyeres shakol ba hagvanim hatzura v'chulu. He says, I feel like an image of myself, a painting of myself, a wax figurine of myself that looks lifelike. It's got the right colors, it's got the right shape and form. Rak achas chasera. But what separates the drawing, the beautiful picture that's so lifelike, or the sculpture, or again, the wax figurine of that person? What separates it from the real person when it looks exactly the same on the outside? Haneshama chasera. The difference is that one has a neshama, and one is just a really great artistic rendering of that person's body. He says, that's how I feel about my own life. The Rebbe says, I feel like an empty shell of... So it looks on paper, it looks good. I'm not wasting time. I'm conquering Yetzer Haras. On the surface, everything looks good. But he says, I feel a certain emptiness on the inside. Now again, the Rebbe was mamish, a ball of fire. He was a big tzaddik. And he wasn't empty on the inside at all. And he spent all his svarim writing about getting in touch with your neshama. And he's writing about how to do it. So he obviously knows how to do it. But what he's acknowledging is the fact that at every stage of one's life, one should be able to feel a certain shallowness in wherever they're holding, and to be able to say to yourself, okay, I want to be something more real. So much more real that the old version of me is going to be literally a shell, an empty shell compared to the new lifelike version of me. The old version of me is going to be lifeless compared to the new version of me that's so full of chiyas, so full of neshama. And that's what he davens. Ribono sha'olam, tzofa u'mabit kol ne'alam, master of the world, who knows all the hidden things, the hidden realms. You can see into my heart, you can see into my soul. You can see into this, again, this image of myself that in my eyes is a bit empty. It's lacking the neshama. It's lacking the neshama. He says, Lefanecha, turn to the top of the next page. Lefanecha es vadeh, u'milfanecha es chanan. Hashem, I'm begging you, I need your help. Mushlach u'marucha kani mimcha mikol heichalecha harcheik ma'od. I feel very, very distant from you. I feel that I'm far from your inner chambers. Pashut rotzeh ani me'ata lehizgayer v'lios me'ata Yehudi. And therefore, I want to start mamish fresh. Kekotan shenola dami. I want to convert to Judaism. What an amazing line. Pashut rotzeh ani me'ata lehizgayer. I want to convert. V'lios me'ata Yehudi. And from this point forward, I want to be the real deal. I want to be a real Jew. Not just a wax figurine, not just a picture of a Jew. Right? Not some painting on the wall of my home that has like a guy in a shtreimel. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's about a shtreimel, but how many people have pictures or paintings or cute little artistic renderings of Hasidus Yidden, hanging in their homes, right? But they're very far from that in terms of their avoda. And there's a trying to live like that old Jew in some shtetl, who was able to live with Hashem. So that's what he says. Pasha, and this was the old Jew in the, right? This was that Jew in that shtetl. Pasha rotza ani me'atel is gayer. I want to convert. I don't want to just be a picture hanging on the wall anymore. I want to become it. In 1961, Rav Freifeld was invited to Toronto to speak at a fundraising event for a Talmud Torah for a yeshiva that was opening in Toronto. They wanted him to be the principal there. And then he came, he spoke at this event. And it was most of the people in the crowd were not yet observant. It's a nice way to say it. There were some. But he was trying to encourage people to send their kids and to give money to this yeshiva, because otherwise these kids were all ending up in public school and the like, without any formal or informal Jewish education. So Rav Freifeld was invited because he knows how to speak to people. So Rav Freifeld got up and he says, "I would like to share." He says, "I'm coming. I came here from New York. I would like to share with you a perspective from the theater district in Manhattan." I'd like to share with you a story from the theater district in Manhattan. So they said, "Oh, you know." It happens to be that as Rav Freifeld was walking into the hotel where that dinner was, the doorman saw this, like, you know, very frum-looking person. He said, "I'm sorry, no outside collectors tonight. No outside collectors." He's like, "I'm the main speaker tonight. Is it okay if I go in?" And the guy said, "Oh, okay, sorry, Rabbi, please. Go on in." So he was like, he looked a little different than the average person who was there. So he says, "I want to tell you a story from the theater district in Manhattan." He said, "There was once a tourist, a very wealthy tourist, who came to Manhattan, and he wanted to see what was the most popular musical at the time, maybe of all time, South Pacific. He wanted to get tickets to see South Pacific. So he came to the theater district, and he told his friends before he had traveled from home that he's planning on going to see, you know, a Broadway performance of this great musical. And they said to him, 'Do you have tickets?' And, 'Oh, do I? I'll get tickets. The chashuv guy, I'll get tickets.' Anyways, he comes to New York and he's trying to get a ticket, and it's totally sold out. The show is completely sold out. There's no way to get tickets. What do you mean? I'll pay a lot. No one wants to give up their tickets." And he's very embarrassed because he's been talking to his friends back home for a long time how he's going to New York and he's going to get to see the sights and sounds of New York, and he's saying, "Oh yeah, I'll go see South Pacific on Broadway." And now he's embarrassed and come back and everyone's going to say, "No, how was it?" And he's like, "Oh, that's what they'll say. Look, in all your money, you couldn't get a ticket." So he's very embarrassed. So what does he do? He decides, he goes one night after one of the performances and he sees people coming out of the theater, and he asks them, can I have your ticket stub? Can I have your playbill?" You know, some people like to hold on to it, other people don't care, they got to see the performance. So anyways, this fellow comes, he gets a ticket stub, a used ticket stub, he gets a playbill, and he reads a little bit about it, sees who performed, he's got the ticket stub, and he comes back, travels back home after his trip to New York, and he shows his friends, he says, "Look, you know, I got the ticket stub, I got the playbill." Right, and they could tell just by looking at it, they said, "You got the ticket stub, you got the playbill, but you didn't see the show." So Rav Freifeld turned to the people in the audience there, and he said to them, he said, "Listen," he said, "all of you have the ticket stub of Judaism, so to speak. All of you have the playbill of Judaism, so to speak. He said, but you need to support this yeshiva, because none of you have ever been to the show. None of you have actually ever been to the show. You have the ticket stub, you have the playbill, but you've never seen the show." And that's what the Piyaz HaTzarabi is saying here. He says, I've got the ticket stub, I've got the playbill. But it's time for me to see the show. Pashut rotzani me'atalis gayer. It's time for me to convert, to be an insider. Not someone who's locked out, watching from the outside. V'lios me'ata Yehudi. And he concludes with a beautiful tefillah, Ribbono shel Olam. Hoshi'eini sholo avale es she'eris shnosai, b'incha mori asoni v'chalbi. Hashem, please do not allow me to waste, to whittle away the remainder of my life amongst my donkey and my dog. And I don't want to just be passing through this world like a flower that, you know, grows and dies, like an animal that wanders around until it runs out of life. I don't want to be an empty shell. Karevo si eilecha, draw me close to you. And bring me chamber inside of chamber to Kodesh Kedoshim, so to speak, of the soul. I want to be mamish all the way in on the inside. Hashem, invite me and pull me in. Don't allow me to be left out in the field again like a wild animal. Okay? Pretty strong. Okay, let's take a pass. B'chavod. One of my friends once told me he was traveling on a train, and he was clearly from, you could identify him as a from person, and a guy gets on the train and sits down next to him, and they start talking, and it becomes clear that this fellow is a Baal Tshuva, who's, you know, exploring his Yiddishkeit, and he's trying to get more connected. So he says to my friend, again, you know, with his yarmulke and his sits out, etc. So this Baal Tshuva says to him, "Oh, tell me, so like, when did you choose to become religious?" So he's like, "I guess I never really did. Kind of was just born into it. Right? I never really chose. So even though I look a lot more religious than you, I guess since, you know, you're exploring in a more authentic way, I guess you're more religious than me." That's what the PSS are talking about. We can get caught up in the outer shell of just doing all the right things, but I've never really chose to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I never converted to Judaism. What do you mean? I was born Jewish. What does it mean to convert to Judaism? It means to choose it and to try to own it in a certain way. So Hashemah says in this past week's parsha, source number one, Vayishma Yisro, Yisro heard everything that Hashem did is Kol Asher Asa L'Moshe L'Yisrael Kabbalah Satorah Shama. Says the Medrash, he heard Kabbalah Satorah. Says Vasem, Mesulahavin Lashon Asher Asa L'Moshe L'Yisrael. What does it mean that Yisro heard everything that Hashem did? Everything that Hashem did L'Moshe L'Yisrael. Does it mean for Moshe and for Klal Yisrael? Or is it everything that God did to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael? Dichsiv, Im Shamoa Tishmu'u Bekoli Vayisem Lisegula. Says the Sfasam, it's not only what Hashem did when we were watching from the sidelines. It's not only that Hashem did something, we were able to observe it. He was doing it for us. He wasn't doing it for us, he was doing it to us. Vayisem Lisegula, says Sfasam, Peirish, where it's bolded, Vayisem Shishavu Havaya Chadasha. Vayisem Lisegula doesn't just mean you'll be like, you know, Derech Agav. In passing, you'll become the chosen people. Vayisem means what? Havaya Chadasha, I transform you. When Hashem gave the Torah, what Yisro heard was, whoa, these Jews were completely transformed by Torah. Not just they got a new book on their shelf, but as Hashem also, what Hashem did to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael, Amzu Yatzarti. This is the people that I created. Hashem recreated the Indian of Klal Yisrael when we got the Torah. V'ayinu b'kabbalas haTorah kiblu Yisrael havayi v'tzura chadasha. The Jewish people got an entirely new form, an entirely new existence. Kasher Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Anochi Hashem Elokecha Chol Aleim Elokusa Yisbarach Shemo. Hashem changed. Every person was completely changed. Vayisem Lisegula. Not that now you have the right to, you know, to attach a title to your name. No, your whole mahus went under a transformation, underwent a transformation. V'chol Ger Shem Esgayer Nitosef Lo Nefesh Chadasha. Every person who converts gets a new existence. Like the pasuk says that Avram and Sarah is a nefesh asher asu b'charan. It's a nefesh asher asu b'charan. They were making souls in Charan. So it says Sfasemis all the more so. Mikol shekein b'nei Yisrael shekiblu haTorah v'nichlis v'tachas kanfei ashchina. Of course, nitein lem havaya chadash. Of course, the Jews were mamish recreated. Hakabalas haTorah. V'hayisem lisegula. A new existence. Asher asa. What Hashem made us the same way Avram and Sarah were making Jews. Nefesh asher asu b'charan. Beautiful. It's a beautiful read of the Pesukim. V'zeh asa l'moshe l'Yisrael. V'lo od el shezehu maimer kiyam la'olam. And this lasted forever. That means a Jew is eternally different. A Jew is eternally different, and a Jew is eternally evolving. That means from one day to the next, you could be an entirely new person. That's what the PSS therapy is talking about. The same way Hashem made you right then and there, that means every second of every day, you could make yourself, you could create yourself. So last week of Shovim, look what he says. Means that if a Jew learns Torah, he listens to Torah and mitzvos, and he guards the bris, if he has those two things, then what? Then he'll be v'hayisem li segula. Then he will be recreated. When you learn Torah, you're recreating yourself. When a person guards his bris, He's maintaining a certain hischachus in his avodas Hashem because he's tapping into the first mitzvah he ever did. Bris Milah, liyosagula l'shmo yisbarach, as it says in the Zohar Kaddish, that it's dafka again in the merit of lima Torah, of working hard in divrei Torah, working hard on the sugya and kedushin, even if it's not easy to wrap your head around, but you care about it and you work hard at it. B'shomer briso and saying no to yitzahara when it's hard to say no. Zocha lekabel again chiyus v'havaya chadasha v'yisam li segula. Im shemo etishmu b'koli v'shmartem ez brisi. If you do those two things, then you can constantly recreate yourself. Did I mention the thing recently that Rav Weinberger once said from his brother-in-law's father who learned in Mir? I think I said it in Tzidkas Tzadik. Yeah, I think I said it in Tzidkas Tzadik. Rav Weinberger once asked his brother-in-law's father what it was like to learn in Mir when Rav Yeruchim Levavitz was the Mashiach in Mir. So he said to the Mashpia, he said to Rav Weinberger, he said, "You know what a pickle is?" So he said, "Yeah, I know what a pickle is." So he says, "Rav Yeruchim pickled us." That's what he said. He said, "You take a cucumber and you immerse it in a certain environment, and the taste changes, and the color changes, and the texture changes." He says, "When we were in Mir, by the great Mashkiach Rav Yeruchim, we were like cucumbers sitting in that substance that somehow changes everything." So that's what happens when a person connects to Torah in a deep way. It's a new Havaya, it's a new existence. Shem Yishmuel, source number 2 in Parshas Lech Lecha, has a very beautiful arichas about a pasuk actually in Parshas Kisavo, by the Tochacha. It says by the Tochacha that what? Because he didn't serve Hashem with joy, so Hashem says, "I gave you this tochacha. I gave you a holocaust," which is impossible to understand, because I wasn't so into your mitzvahs, God, you made a holocaust. Shem Yishmuel has a very creative and original approach to that in Parshas Lech Lecha. But at the end he writes, "Ach kol eile be'im niskar hadavar eitzal la'adam v'chaser lochiyos v'avodas Hashem yisbach." Everything that I've explained to you is only true if a person's cold in avodas Hashem. So Hashem has to put you in difficult situations to help you to snap out of it. But how great is the Jew who doesn't need to be pushed away only to care about his Judaism? That's why there's this link between Bris Milah and learning Torah. Because learning Torah is supposed to be Hayom, Ki'ilu Hayom Nidna. That every day it's Chadashim Be'enecha. Bris Milah is the shorish of your religious relationship. The first mitzvah you ever did. It's your first connection to God. It's a bris. It's mamish means connection. So the goal is that a person should always stay fresh and always stay new. V'yadua, where it's bolded, Maimra HaKadosh HaYehudi Zatzal. It's known what the Yid HaKadosh from Pershischa said, "Shebechol yom vayom hu le'umas yom etmol ke'erech Yehudi le'nachri." The Yid HaKadosh said from one day to the next, it's exactly like the Piyaz HaTzarev is saying here. I convert to Judaism. When I compare myself today, my Judaism, my relationship with Hashem today, my connection to Torah and mitzvot today, is so much more significant than compared to yesterday. It's ke'ilu I wasn't even Jewish. It's ke'ilu I wasn't even Jewish yesterday. And that's how we have to start. We have to wake up every morning. We have to become Jews. We have to convert to Judaism. We can't take it for granted. When did you become religious? I always was. I was always Jewish. I was born Jewish. My mother's Jewish. I'm Jewish. Yeah, a Jew has to want it. Has to choose it. Has to be bocher. Same way Hashem chose us, we have to choose Him on a daily basis. Yes? Purim, we're going to get to Purim. The Yid HaKadosh, the Holy Jew from Pershischa. He does have a name. The Yid HaKadosh. How do you spell Pershischa? Justin, how do you spell Pershischa? He was a student of the Chozah of Lublin, who had the same name that he had. And he broke away because he felt that the environment of the Chozah of Lublin was too stifling in terms of too many people being mevatel themselves to the tzaddik and not working on themselves. So he broke away from that world. And as you can see, that was his That was his Derech HaChaim, to always try to be growing and changing and not to just be mavatli yourself to the tzaddik and hold on to the tzaddik's coattails and go for a ride. But he was a person who from one day to the next was the difference of a Jew, ki'ilu he had just converted to Judaism. Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, "Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach." What is it that Hashem desires from you? Ki Yom Liyira, as Hashem Elokecha Lechas Bechol Drocha V'La'avo So V'La'avo, as Hashem Elokecha Bechol Levavcha Bechol Nafshecha. All that Hashem asks of you is to fear Him and to walk in His ways and to love Him and to serve Him with all your heart and all your soul. That's all Hashem asks. That's it. Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach. No big deal. You know, just be perfect. It's a hard pasuk. Says Rav Baruch Mezhvish, quoted in the Sefer Noam HaChassidus in source number 4, Va'ata Yisrael. You know what Hashem wants from you? Va'ata Yisrael. Amar Rav HaKadosh Rav Baruch HaMezhvish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li'isha Yisraeli Masha Haya Haya, Rakani Omer Lecha Me'ata Tiyah Yisrael. What was, was. From this point forward, be a Yid. Convert to Judaism. Convert to Judaism. Start fresh. Convert to Judaism. Va'ata Yisrael. Now, what do I ask of you? I ask of you, Ata means now. Now, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach. What does Hashem want? Yisrael. Hashem says, be a real Jew. Stop being a painting of a Jew. Stop being a picture of a Jew. Become a real Jew. And that's what happened when Klal Yisrael got the Torah. They underwent a transformation, which Svasema says, Va'yisam Lisa Gula. It's not, again, it's not only permanently you'll be mine. Li is a code word for something permanent. The Medrash Tanchuma says Li is a code word for something permanent. It's a Medrash Tanchuma, I think, Parshas Nitzavim. The Li means permanent. So Vayisam Li Segula doesn't just mean that you're permanently my chosen people. It means that you're permanently Vayisam. You're permanently being created. There's a permanence to being to being created every moment, again and again. Be a real Jew. That a second ago I look at myself and say, "Ach, I wasn't even Jewish a second ago," compared to where I am today. In the Chassam Sofer's Drashos, in his Drasha LePesach, Tavkuf Peg, in the year Tavkuf Peg, he asks a very interesting question. What is the centerpiece of the Leil HaSeder? The centerpiece of the Leil HaSeder, of course, is Sipur, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol Amar Belas Safer HaReza Meshubach. The Yom Tov is called Pesach, which means a mouth that speaks. Pesach. We're getting away from, we're defeating Para, which is Pe-Ra. An evil mouth. It's all about the Koach HaDibur. Dibur was in Gullus in Mitzrayim. And then our voices were freed from Mitzrayim. So why, on the mitzvah of the night, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is again, V'gadat Levincha Bayom Ahu, the centerpiece of the night, why don't you make a bracha? Why don't you make a bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvasav V'tzivanu. It's a real mitzvah to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, whatever the exact nusach is. The Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lahagid, Haggadah, whatever the Lashon is. Begadat to Levincha, whatever it is. Why don't you make such a bracha? Says the Chassam Sofer, an amazing thing. Chassam Sofer writes in this drasha, he says, the Gemara tells us, he writes in the fourth line, V'yesh Lomar, the east of a Perak Arvei Pesachim, Maskil B'Gnus, we start by recounting our failures of the past. We used to be idol worshippers, and now we became from Jews. And over time, we went to Mitzrayim, and we came out, and we got the Torah, and now we're good Jews. But we have to recount all of Jewish history starting from when we were really bad Jews, when we were idol worshippers. So, why can't I make a bracha? Why can't I make a bracha when I begin Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because Chayav Adam Liras Es Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. I have to see myself leaving Mitzrayim. I have to go back to the point that I'm on the 49th level of Tum. I have to go back to the point where Avraham Avinu himself was worshipping Avodah Zarah. And I go back to that really bad starting point, and I'm not even Jewish. I'm not even Jewish. I can't make a bracha. I'm not even Jewish. By the end of the Haggadah, by the end of Magid, you make that bracha. Asher Ga'al Es Avoseinu at the end of Magid. Why am I making a bracha on the Haggadah when I'm done? He says it's like a ger who goes to the mikvah. When a convert is converting to Judaism, can he make the bracha on the mikvah before he goes into the mikvah? He's not Jewish. So because, even though normally we say you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah, you make the bracha before you shake a lulav, you make a bracha before you eat the matzah, you make a bracha before you blow the shofar. But a ger has a problem because he's not Jewish. Says the Chassam Sofer, unbelievable. He says, before you travel through the Haggadah, you're not Jewish either. And it's only when you finish reading the entire story, you've gone from being an Oved Avodah Zarah, you went from Gentile to Jew, now you can make the bracha at the end of Maggid. Now you're a Jew. It's like a ger who went to the mikvah. But that was true. The reason we're reliving that, because that's exactly what happened when we left Mitzrayim. That's what Sfas Emes is saying. I'm connecting it to what Sfas Emes is saying in source number one. That when we left Mitzrayim, we were recreated. It's not just a formal halachic conversion process. It's a recreation of a person. Asher asa v'ayisem, a havaya chadasha, a completely new creation of a Jew. And that's what we have to feel on a daily basis. That's what the Yiddish Kaddish is saying. That every single day I have to look at myself and say, I'm waking up and I'm converting to Judaism. That wherever I was holding yesterday is nothing compared to where I'm going to be in my relationship with Hashem today. Shulchan Aruch Ibn Paskins in source number 6. Tzarech levarech b'chol yom, sholo asani, oved kochavim. Okay, I know there's a big discussion. Most of us say shalom asani, guy. The Torah refers to the Jewish people as a guy. So it's hard to... But okay, the way that we use the term guy, we use it in terms of other nations, not to the exclusion of Klal Yisrael. Okay, some say shalom asani oved kochavim, right? Different nuschos, exactly what the best version of the brach is. Okay. First of all, why don't we say shasani Yehudi? They want to ask for shach. Why do we say a bracha that I'm not a guy? Hashem, you thank you, Hashem, for not making me one of the nations of the world. Why doesn't it say, thank you, Hashem, for making me a Jew? Much nicer. More positive. So Shach said, because only Hashem only made you not a Gentile. You have to make yourself a Jew. That's what the PSS is talking about. Hashem only made you not a Gentile. Hashem made you not a guy. But to be a real Yid, you have to make that yourself. That's Rosh Hashanah. So every morning a Jew wakes up and he says, yes, Hashem, thank you that you did not make me one of the Umas HaOlam. Now I'm going to make myself, I'm going to convert to Judaism and I'm going to make myself into a real Jew. Shalom asani aved, shalom asani isha. We make those brachos in the morning. Hagah, says the Ramav, afilu ger yachol avarich kach, avalo yomar shalom asani akum, sharei haya akum mitchila. Can a ger... Says the Ramah, can a ger say these other brachos? Shalom asani aved, shalom asani isha? Yes. Can a ger say, God, you didn't make me a Gentile? Hashem, you didn't. He can't say that, says the Ramah. Because on the day that he was born into this world, he wasn't Jewish. He was not yet Jewish. He converted, and that's a wonderful thing. We're very proud of him. We embrace him lovingly. But at the beginning of his life, he wasn't. So he can't say, God, you did not make me a Gentile. God did make him a Gentile. Okay, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, source number 7. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Chafetz Chaim, Yachal Avarech, Perish, Sheyomer Sheasani Ger, Sheasani Ger, Demikri Asiya. He can say the bracha that I was made into a convert. Why? Because, like we saw, Asa Nefesh Asher Asu Becharan. That Avram and Sarah, when they were helping convert people to monotheism, they were making people. So the Ger can also say what? Shasani, shasani, that I was recreated when I became a convert. V'yesh cholkin b'zev, v'taimim d'lo shayach lomer shasani. Some say the ger cannot say, thank you Hashem for making me a ger. Da'agir lo haisa ki mitzad b'chiraso ha'tova shabachar b'dat ha'emes. He can't say that Hashem made him a ger, he made himself a ger. The very mahus of being a ger is choosing. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Some say you can't say a bracha shasani ger, implies that Hashem made you a ger, because you chose, you, this non-Jew, chose to be a ger. He chose the true religion. Ulechuli alma yachol levarich shalom asani aved, fine, etc. He's allowed to make the other brachas, no problem. Look at the last line. Masha ein kein ata, shaya gior talwe beratzon atzma. As opposed to what? As opposed to his gerus, which was entirely his choice. But again, you see that the mahus of gerus is that ability to choose. And therefore, you could be born Jewish and still be a ger. Now we understand what the PSS is talking about. It just means choosing. It means choosing in an active way that which you have. So that's what he says. I want to convert to Judaism. It means I want to choose my Judaism. I don't want to just be passing through, scoring some points along the way. A checklist of mitzvahs. Then I'm going to end up an empty shell of a Jew. I'm going to look like a Jew on the outside, but I'm not going to be an authentic Jew. I want to choose. I want to choose to be a Jew. And that's what Rav Shach is saying. Shalom, right? We say, Hashem, thank you for not making me one of the nations of the world. But I have to make myself into an authentic and real Jew. The end of the Megillah, at the very, very end, but pretty close to the end, when things are said and done, and Klal Yisrael are victorious, and it's a big celebration, and since it's almost promised time to start making Hachanas. Uvachol medino medino vachol ir va'ir makom asher devar melech v'daso magia, source number 8. Simcha v'sason la'yehudim mishta v'yomtum gevaldik. And the Jews, talk about v'na'avachu, the Jews, what? The Jews were so successful in fighting off Haman and their enemies that Rabbi Me'am Me'aretz Misyadim, people wanted to convert to Judaism. Isn't that amazing? That's unbelievable. There was a death sentence hanging over the heads of every single Jew. And now afterwards, we were like, wow, we want to join the Jewish people. The Gemara says there were still Avdei Achashveros. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet. But people were so impressed by the salvation of Purim that Rabbi Me'am Me'aretz Misyadim, many of the Ame Ha'aretz, people from the world, converted to Judaism. That's Pashut Pshat. But probably 5 or 6 years ago, I found something in the Yalkut Ma'am Lois that totally blew my mind. And the first thing I thought of was this piece of Tzav Aziraz when I saw this. What does it mean that many Ame Ha'aretz became Jewish? It's not talking about non-Jews becoming Jewish. That after the salvation on Purim, Jews became Jewish. Jews became Jewish. That's strong, no? That's very strong. V'gam harbe Ame Ha'aretz mibein ha'yehudim. The Ame Ha'aretz, it's not talking about the Ame Ha'aretz, it's about Amaratzim. Jews who were disconnected. Jews who were not even prepared to give up their life to die al Kiddush Hashem. As many Jews who were not so frum did throughout history, died at least proudly as Jews. These were Jews who weren't even interested, they were prepared to chuck everything just to save themselves. But when they saw the salvation of Purim, and they felt the Ahava of Purim, and there was a Kabbalah Satorah of Purim, the same way that the original Kabbalah Satorah, what? Transformed us, pickled us. So too, Achshav Ishtadu Laharos Chasidus Yaseiru. These Jews began to, what? To transform. Misharosh Zachu Mordechai V'Talmidav L'Chavad Gadol Kol Kach B'Yosem Yehudim Tovim. They saw, wow, what does it mean to be a Jew? And therefore, Jews who are not real Jews, maybe not even the shell of a Jew, became not only the shell of a Jew, but they became real Jews, mamish real Jews. That they converted to Judaism. Jews who converted to Judaism. And that's why throughout Megillas Esther, we're called Yehudim. We're called Yehudim. What does it mean to be called a Yehudi? Why are we called Yaakov? Why are we called Yisrael? It's interesting. It's a unique thing to Megillas Esther that we're called Yehudim. Mordechai HaYehudi. What does the name Yehudi represent? Says the Sfas Emes in the 10th source, but Megillah Nikro Yisrael Rak B'Shem Yehudi. Kizeh Hashem La'olam B'Yisrael. Afilu B'Doros HaShvelim. Even when a Jew is in a low place, Yehudi means your mom is just holding on by a thread. You're not, Yaakov is the lower name. Yisrael is the higher name. Yehudi is the lowest name. Lower than Yaakov. Shekofrin B'Avodah Zarah Modim Ala Emes. To be a Yehudi means you have to just a little bit still have a hisnagdus to Avodah Zarah. A little bit. It's pintel yid. It's the part of a Jew that a little bit still believes, but it's buried deep. That's what a Yehudi is. V'zebachinos Yehuda. Shenikro b'nei Yisrael al shemo k'di'isav medrash v'ayichi. And that's what it means. V'sh'arti b'kirbeich am ani v'dal v'chosu b'shem Hashem. What does it mean? Look at the word Yehuda, says Fasemes. In the word Yehuda, you see someone who's dal, someone who's poor. Like the Piazester said, I feel a dalus. I feel a spiritual poverty in my life. The Jews were spiritually poor. We got back Brismila, we got back Tfilin, we got back Yom Tov. Fasemes says that means we didn't have those things. We didn't have those things at all. But not only do we get them back, again in the shell, but it says, La'ihudim Haisa. Ora, what's Ora? Torah. So why doesn't the pasuk say Lahu Demaisa Torah? Lahu Demaisa Ora V'Simcha. What's Simcha? Simcha is Yom Tov. Why doesn't it say Lahu Demaisa Torah V'Yom Tov? Rashi says because they got it back the real way. They saw Torah as Ora. They saw Yom Tov as Simcha. Right? They didn't see Yom Tov as, you know, trips to the supermarket, schlepping bags and cleaning the house and you know, added expenses. They saw Yom Tov as Kula Simcha, even Pesach. I saw it as Kula Simcha, even with all the cleaning. So he says, that's what Yehuda means. Yehuda, the name Yehuda is what? Is a Dalid. What does the word Dalit mean? It means Dalut, right? Poor, impoverished. You take a Jew who's a dal, who's poor, who's broken, and what do? You surround him by what? Yod hey, vav hey. Look at the name Yehuda. Hadal in Rome is al dalus v'shiflus v'chal alav kol shem kol hashem al yedei shechasa b'shem Hashem. He wraps himself in Hashem's name, and he's able to say, I'm still a Yehudi, and I can wake up tomorrow and I can convert to Judaism, even though, again, on the outside, maybe even on the outside, those Jews didn't look like anything. But, you know, Afal pichen, I have the right to choose. A ger expresses his ability to choose. Shasani ger. I made myself a ger. I want to just end with a poem. There's a little volume called Memo to Self by Ruth Lewis. Mashpia quotes it once in a while. He doesn't quote it so much these days. In the good old days, he used to quote it a lot. It's not a safer you can really get. Although if you go online, you could probably buy it for like $40. But it's not a safer that's still in print so much. So this lady writes the following. Ruth Lewis, by the way, is not her real name. It's a pen name. I may seem to be watching, it's called I Sleep. I may seem to be watching Sunday football on TV in my soft armchair, my torn t-shirt slovenly, a day's stubble on my chin, hands folded over beer belly, cigarette burning in the ashtray. I sleep. I may seem to be surfing on the sea off of LA, laughing, carefree into wild winds, long hair streaming behind me, bleached blonde, bare toenails painted red. I sleep. I may seem to be in a monastery, in the mountain ranges of Nepal, wearing saffron robes, legs crossed under me, meditating deeply. I sleep. I may seem to be davening devotedly, swaying with intensity, bent over my Gemara constantly. I sleep. I sleep but my heart wakes. It is the voice of my beloved knocking, open to me, my love, my dove, my perfect one. Just knock and you'll see all those sleepers wake instantly. It's a Kabbalistic poem, no? The Kabriner said, Rav Moshe of Kabrin said, and I'll end with this, it'll be a bracha for us. The Kabriner said, I would have nothing to worry about after a whole life of Avodas Hashem if I just knew for sure that when I come to the world of truth, that when my neshama goes back, that a voice will say in Shemayim, as my neshama arrives, ah, a Jew has arrived. A Jew has arrived. That's all I need to know. If I can get that, Kabriner says I'm good. So Mirtz Hashem, every one of us should be Zocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us as real Jews, authentic Jews. Not just wax figurines, not paintings on the wall, not the outer shell of what it means to be a Yid, but to convert to Judaism. That's what Purim's about. The Rabbi Me'ameh Ha'aretz Mesiyadim. To be like the Yid HaKadosh. One of the reasons he was called the Holy Jew of Pershischa is because every day he became a Jew. He became a Jew every single day, converted to Judaism. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to follow in his holy footsteps, in the footsteps of the Piyazat Sarebi, Secher Tzadli V'Kadosh Levracha.